Blog Talk Radio.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart
says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I'm predestining you before the world began to do my will, to do my.
Yes, God, I want more of you. Yes, God, I need got chained on yesterday. I'm telling you, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm here to let you know, and I'm telling you, if anyone you are is all in the area, I'm telling you, you should come on out to 1921 East Empire, and I'm saying you should come on out and be where the Lord really lives, on for real, for real. You know, some people say we have church. Well, maybe up in Gia, we have some church up in there. I'm telling you, the power of God manifests up in that place. I've found them in all over the world, but I've never seen where the power of God truly manifests until I came to Greater Liberty. Hallelujah. And I've actually also, before I get started, I want to do some announcements on today. We're having a Valentine Bazaar at Greater Liberty Temple of Deliverance, 1921 East Empire, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022, and we're having it on Saturday, February 5th, 2011, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. All kinds of crafts, baked goods, floor arrangements, Mary Kay, handmade handkerchiefs, handmade jewelry, book signing and clothing, and door prizes every hour, sponsored by Soul Purpose. Hallelujah. And I promised them that I was going to do this on today and every day this week, actually until the bazaar starts. So if you are in the Benton Harbor area, St. Joe area, come on out and fellowship with us. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Hallelujah. Hey, God. I'm telling you, for everybody out there on today, today is called Marvelous, Miraculous, Moving Mountains Monday. I think I need to say that again. Marvelous, Miraculous, Moving Mountains Monday. That means whatever mountain is in your life, that means whatever is in your life that's in your way, you tell that mountain to move. Get up out of my way, because you is a stumbling block to me, and I got to move forward so I can get my miracles performed on today, and I can walk in the marvelous of the Lord on Monday, on today. So whatever's in your way, you tell it, get up out of my way, because I'm walking in marvelous, miraculous, moving mountains Monday. Hallelujah. Hey, God. I'm telling you, God is in the blessing business on today. He is in the miracle working on today. Whatever you need him and trust him to do for you, he is doing it for you on this day. Give us this day our daily bread, and it is happening on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, God, I'm telling you, I thank God for who he is in my life. Hallelujah. I thank him in the love of my soul. Yesterday on Facebook, I had about falling in love, and it said I was 97% in love. And I just saw it dropped in my throat. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done. Yes, it is. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done. He's been the best relationship for me in 7 years that I ever had when I was married for 13 years. He never hurt me. He never disappointed me. He never let me down for 1 second. He never let me know, forsake me. He never abandoned me in nothing. He's been there for me and my children. And falling in love with Jesus, hey, is the best thing I ever done. I know somebody out there today is saying the same thing, that when you fell in love with Jesus was the best thing, hey, God, that you ever done. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hey, God. I'm telling you, falling in love with him. Telling them yes. Telling them, Lord, I love you because who you are. Now you've done so much, God. You don't do anything else. You've done enough already. But I just love you all today. Hey, God. Hey, God, I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. I'm so amped up about what God is going to do. I'm not going to do the whole hour. I'm going to do about 45 minutes. But I want to give you a wonderful word that the Lord has given me on today. I want to tell you what he given me on today. Oh, God, it's such a dynamic right now word. But on tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern time, I want you to call in 605-715-4900. I want you to write that down again, 605-715-4900. And I want you to push access code 794-0838, 794-0838. And what is going on that tonight? Associated Pastor, King Kids Attain Wealth 10, the phone conference that we do every single month will be going on tonight. And I'm telling you, if you have never called into one of those, you'll want to call into one of those. I'm telling you, when I say God moves up in that place, he moves. And I'm going to give you the number again. It is 605 715 4900, access code 794-0838, pound, 794-0838, 605-715-4900, 794-0838. And I'm telling you, oh, my God, oh, my, that's all I can say is OMG. Oh, my God, what God does on those phone conferences is dynamic. I'm telling you, it is priceless, the things that God does on those phone conferences. So call in on tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern time and hear a word of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. So I want to get started with what the word of the Lord had gave me for you people that's listening on today. And as I come forth with it, I bought some Bible CDs in 2007, and I'm here to tell you they've been the best CDs I ever could have invested in all of my life. It's been the best investment that I could ever even think about investing into. And I'm going to play that for you. And as I play that for you, I want you to listen to what the word of the Lord is saying to you. And then I'm going to stop it, and then I'm going to give you what the Lord has given me for you people on today. So listen to this. Be blessed.
When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha,
"Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel."
But Elisha said,
"As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you."
So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked,
"Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?"
"Yes, I know,"
Elisha replied.
"So be quiet."
Then Elijah said to him,
"Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho."
And he replied,
"As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you."
So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him,
"Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?"
"Yes, I know,"
he replied.
"So be quiet."
Then Elijah said to him,
"Stay here. The Lord has sent me to the Jordan."
And he replied,
"As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you."
So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha,
"Tell me, what can I do for you before I'm taken from you?"
"Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit,"
Elisha replied.
"You have asked a difficult thing,"
Elijah said.
"Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not."
As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out,
"My father! My father! The chariots and the horsemen of Israel!"
And Master, Elisha saw him Master. No more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. He picked up the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak that had fallen from him and struck the water with it.
"Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?"
he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho who were watching said,
"The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha."
And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him.
Look.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, God, I hope y'all got that in y'all spirit as y'all would listen to this. I play these for people all the time. They're like, "Where do you get these CDs from?" Oh, my God. I'm telling you, everyone, if you have not never made an investment in your life, get the Bible Experience. That's what those CDs are called, the Bible Experience. They cost $130, but I promise you I had them for 4 years now, and they have been the best investment in my life. I'm telling you, you can get them at Walmart. Anyone that's saying they've been out there, they've been in books. I'm telling you, they are the best investment. It's a whole bunch of people, pastors, evangelists, prophets, apostles, and teachers, and men and women of God, and actors and actresses playing parts of Jesus, Elijah, and all these great people. Abraham is played by Bishop T.D. Jakes. Dev is played by Juanita Biles. Noel Jones, I'm telling you, Paul Mark. All of the powerful men and women of God is on these CDs, and they are playing people in the Bible, and I promise they don't even sound like they sell. I'm telling you, I love these CDs, but I want to get back to what God gave me. It's out of 2 Kings 2, verse 6 through 13. And if you was hearing about the prophet Elijah and Elisha, it was right during the part before the Lord took Elijah up in heaven, and he asked Elisha, what do you want? Tell me what you want, and before I'm taken up, and I will give it to you. And Elisha said in verse 9, let me inherit it, a double portion of your spirit. Elijah said, oh, you have asked a difficult thing, Elijah said. But yet, if you see me taken up, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will be not. And as the angels and the chariots of the horsemen began to take Elijah, Elisha saw that thing. And as he saw him get taken up, his cloak was torn in two, and his garment fell down. And as it fell down, Elisha said, Father, Father, the chariots of the horsemen of Israel have taken you. And as it fell down, the Bible says in verse 13 that Elisha picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen and his staff and began to walk. I hope somebody's going to catch this in their spirit. Began to walk. And as he began to walk, he began to remember what he saw Elijah done. And he struck the water and said that he had the cloak in his hand wrapped around him. He had the staff in his hand. He said, where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And when he struck the water, the water divided in two, to the right and to the left, and he crossed over just like Elijah. Now, what I want to say on today is to you is, whenever you need anything in your life, whenever you desire anything in your life, I want you to know that the double portion is already on your life. And just in case that ain't good enough, all you got to do from this day forth, open up your mouth and say, where now is the Lord God of Elijah? And I promise you, as sure as the Lord lives, the same way the Lord heard Elisha's cry and the river of Jordan opened up to the right and to the left and he walked through it, the same way the Lord lives, he's going to do it for your life. I want you to hear me again. Whenever anything comes in your life and it feels like all hope is lost, it feels like you can't make it, it feels like it's nowhere escape in your life, ever say, you say, why now is the Lord God of Elijah? And I promise you, God is going to hear your cries, and he's going to open up, whatever it is in your life, and you can walk right through it, baby, knowing that you got the double portion, knowing that you got the victory, knowing that you got the overflow, knowing that you got the abundance. Why? Because the God of Elijah has your back. The God of Elijah will perform miracles, signs, and wonders through you. And the God of Elijah has everything in the palm of his hand. Hey, the God of Elijah is on your side. The God of Elijah will deliver you. The God of Elijah will set you free. Hey, God. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. Hey, I'm telling you, men and women of God, kings and queens and riches who's listening on today, I'm telling you, I prayed something to the Lord. And when the Lord gave it to me, after I read this and he gave me this for you all today, I said, where's the Lord God of Elijah? I need you to do this for me. And I promise you, before I even finished saying that, the phone rang and it was a phone call that I needed on today. So I'm here to tell you, whatever you need, whatever you desire, just say, where's the good God, the Lord of Elijah? Hey, God, where's the Lord God of Elijah? And watch him show up. Watch him show out. Watch him perform the miracle that you need him to do on this day. Hey, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Watch him perform it on this day. Watch him open up the windows of heaven for you, that you have room enough to receive in your life. Stop wanting to you walk today in the lunch rush. You probably at your job. You probably at your desk. You probably flipping out to listen to this show. And you've been asking God for something on yesterday and today. You need God to do something right now, right now, right now. But I'm here to tell you on today, you say just like Elisha said, where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah, and watch him perform a miracle in your life? How do I know it works? Because I've done it on today. And before I can finish praying to the Lord and thinking I'm already for it, my phone rung. So where now is the Lord God of Elijah? Where now? He's right there. He's right there. That's where he is. He's ready for you. He's going to help you. He's going to do it for you on this day. Hey, he's going to do it for you this day. Hey. Hey, God. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, God, we trust you now, God. Hey, God. Hey. Oh, God, I'm telling you. Oh, God, I'm so worked up on this word. You know why? Because the Lord answered my prayers when I said, where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And he done it for me just like that. You know why? Because he done it for Elisha just like that. It didn't take Elisha all day to wait till that water split in half. He said it one time, where now is the Lord God of Elijah? And the rivers, you just heard it in the word of God. You can read it for yourself. 2 Kings 2, verse 6 to 13. The water split right away when he said that. How much more do you think your Heavenly Father do for you if you just ask him? As sure the Lord lives, and I know you found favor in his eyes, he will do it for you this day. Hey, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. My God. Hey. I'm telling you, it's nothing too hard for God. Oh, he never leave you nor forsake you. Why did you doubt? Why do you doubt him? Oh, such a little faith. You're going to have faith to bring the mustard seed and tell that mountain to be moving, cast itself into the sea, and nothing will be impossible for you. Remember, today is marvelous, miraculous, moving mountains Monday, meaning to tell the Lord of today, wait now is the Lord, the God of Elijah, and watch him do it for your life. On yesterday, I preached a word in my church, Greater Liberty, and I said the words was, I got the hookup. Holler if you hear me. I think nobody heard me yet. I got the hookup. Holler if you hear me. Which means is, it came out of Matthew 17, verse 24 and 27, when the Lord told Peter to go in and fix his mouth, and there'll be a coin up in there when he get his hook and catch the first fish, meaning that you got the hook in your mouth, and you got the hookup with the Lord, and if you holler, he ain't got no choice but to hear you. So whatever you need on today, and whatever you want on today, you holler out your mouth, and you say these exact words, where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah, and watch him do it for your life. Head of us, say, head of the Lord, Messiah, hey. Everybody's listening to the sound of my voice on today. Everybody who's in the switchboard. Everybody listening to your computer, through Skype, or whatever you listen to this on. I want you to know on today, the struggle is over. The weight is over. Lack is over. Poverty is over. Confusion is over. Double-mindedness is over. But on today, the Lord God of Elijah is coming through to sweep his mighty hand over your life. And you'll never be the same. It's over. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God. My God. It is over. Hey, God, the worries is over. The frustrations is over. The weakness is over. The fatigue is over. It is over in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord God of Elijah is right there. And all he wants you to do is open up your mouth and say, what now is the Lord God of Elijah? Hey, God. Hey, God. Oh, Kosa. He can no robo say. Hey, God. Oh, Jesus. I'm telling you. on today, as you go back to work, or you're on your way to work, or whoever listening to this even later in the day, I want you to know heaven got your back. The Lord watches. He sees. He hears. And he knows everything. Nothing is hidden from him. If he sent it out, it's going to fulfill the purpose which he was sent. His word will never turn him void. His promises are yes and amen. And I'm telling you, he's not a God that lies, neither fail, neither the Son of Man should repent. If he said it, it's going to go forth. If he said it, it's going to manifest. If he said it, it is so. If he said it, it's all good. If he said it, you can bank on it. If he said it, you can go to Sheldon. If he said it, you can worship. If he said it, you can praise him. If he said it, you can thank him. If he said it, you can give him glory. Hey! Who am I talking to on this afternoon? Who are them today in need of God to do something for your life? Head of Kosha. Head of Osei. Hey, God. Hey, God. We give you glory, God. We love you, God. We lavish your name, God. We exalt the everlasting God. Hey, God. Woo, Jesus. Oh. I want you to know that the promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is on your life. The same God that was with them is with you now. The same God that's with Elijah and Elisha is with you now. He's the same Lord God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, God, he's with you right now. He's with you right now. He's with you right now. All you got to do is use your master key and open up your mouth and tell him what you want. Tell him what you need. And stand everywhere now the Lord God of Elijah in the name of Jesus and watch him do it. I promise you, I promise you, I promise you. He done it for me today when I said these exact words. I promise you, I promise you he'll do it. I'm talking about within the hour. The Bible says in Matthew 8 that there was a centurion soldier, and he told the Lord God, Matthew 8 and 8, just speak a word, just say a word, and I know it is so. And the Lord spoke a word, and then the Lord said his faith was better than everyone of Israel. And the Bible said within the hour, his servant was healed. Hey, God, I'm telling you, open up your mouth on today, and within the hour, the Lord will grant your request. Request granted in the name of Jesus. Request granted in the name of Jesus. Request granted in the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Hallelujah. It's granted. It's granted. It's granted. Hey, God. Psalms 20 says, may the Lord make all your plans succeed, and may the Lord grant all your prayer requests. Request is granted. It's granted. It is granted. And just in case Psalms 28 enough for you, Psalms 116, verse 1 and 2 says, the Lord hears and answers all your prayers, and he bends down and listens to you. Hallelujah. Hey, God. And just in case that ain't enough, Matthew 10 says, you get a father something to drink, get a proper reward. You believe a father, get a proper reward. You believe a righteous man, get a righteous man reward. And just in case that ain't enough, 2 Chronicles 20 and 20 says, have faith in the Lord God. You will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful and prosper. And I promise you, everything that comes out of my mouth, and everybody who's listening and believing and trusting on today, you can bank on the word, because these words will not fall to the ground, and it will fill the purpose which it will send over the airways, and over the phone waves, and over the text box, and over the chat box. And I'm letting you know that God will fulfill these things in your life. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Why now is the God of Elijah? Hey, God, why now is the God of Elijah? Hey, God, and I want you to know the same double portion that Elisha, type of Elijah, is on your life on today. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Well, today, I let you hear the word of God all over the airways. So on today, baby, you got a double portion, because not only you heard it out of my mouth, but on today you heard the actual word of God in your ears. The double portion is on your life, and all you got to do is say, where now is the Lord God of the Elijah? Hey, don't say that. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hey, God, I don't know about Saul, but I'm so excited on today because God is a wonderful God. He's a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless, a healer, a deliverer, a provider, a protector, a teacher, a waymaker, your best friend, your salvationer, a strong tower, a buckler, a shield, a banner to the army of war. He's everything to you and much, much more. He's just the same Lord that told Moses in Exodus 3, verse 14 to 15, that I am who I am. Hey, God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's the Lord God of the Elijah. Hey, God. How can I not say? Hey, can I not say? Hey, can I not say? Oh, God. He's the Lord God of Elijah. Hey, not say. Oh, God, hallelujah. I'm telling you all today, men and women of God, kings and queens, don't worry about it again another day, because all you got to do, hold up or say, is say, where now is the Lord God of Elijah, and watch him perform that miracle in your life. Hey, oh, God, oh, God, if he do it for Elisha, sure the Lord lives, he'll do it. If he done it for me on today, sure the Lord lives, he'll do it for you. Hey, God, I'm just that type of person. Whenever I read the Word of God, I like to just test it. I like to just see it. I know it's for real, but I just like to test it. So when I read it on today, and I read it many, many times, but on today it got in my spirit, because I said, Lord, you want me to tell these people all the airways about it, that, hey, I got to see this go happen. So I just said that and prayed that, and I promise you, before I could say amen, that phone call called, and that prayer was answered. Hallelujah. So I'm here to let you know today, where now is the Lord God of Elijah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where now, thank you, Jesus, is the Lord God of Elijah.
Mm.
Oh, God. I'm going to play everyone J Moss. It's a song called There's a Praise on the Inside, and I'll be back with you shortly after this break.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
Maybe even try.
praise the Lord, everybody. I'm telling you, I love this song because there is a praise on the inside that we all have that we can't keep to ourselves. Hallelujah. There's a holler stirring up from the depths of our soul. Why? Because on yesterday I told you the word was, you got the hook up, and said the Lord hears you. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I'm just excited about Jesus. I'm excited about what he is doing. I am excited for the overflow. I'm just excited for everything that God is doing in our lives. Hallelujah. I just thank him for who he is. I just love him for everything that he is doing in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'm just going to let them talk for a little bit, and then we're going to, I'm going to get some few more announcements, and then we're going to close our closing remarks. Caller, you're live on the air. Your number is with 0532. Oh, I know what that is. That's my sister. Go ahead on, confidence.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. God is just good, and I mean that leaped into my spirit, and I was like, oh, my God, God, that is it. Where now is the Lord of God, oh, my God, of Elijah, oh, my God. And you are so right, Pastor. If he did it for Elijah, he would do it for us today. And I receive
yes.
that in my spirit, and I just send out encouragement to everyone. And God is whatever you need him to be. He is that bread when you're hungry. He is that water when you're thirsty. He is the good shepherd. He is Lord of Lord. He's the bread of life. Oh, my God. God is whatever it is that we need him to be. And God was like, we got to shake it off so that we can move forward in him. Get rid of the excess baggage so that we can move toward him in whatever he has called us to do. Oh, my God. And I'm like you. I am excited on today because doors just like revolving doors is beginning to happen in my life. And it's not because of Patricia, but it is because of the Lord. Oh, my God.
You better come
and
on.
And I give
you
him praise on today because he is worthy to be praised. It ain't none that I heard. It ain't none that I seen. It's what I have experienced in my life. And I thank God on this day. You know, we can read a lot of stuff and we can hear a lot, but until it happened in your life that you know of a surety who God is in your life, oh, my God, that's when the praise and the worship really begin to operate in your life. Oh, my God. Woo, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Glory
I feel that. I'm telling you.
Glory to
I
God.
I can go another round. I'm telling you. Oh, my
Woo,
God. Oh,
Jesus.
God. What you're saying is the truth. You better come on. I'm telling you.
Yes. A domino
effect. When the Lord dropped to me this morning for today, I was like, oh, my God. Because last night I had said it to one of the sisters, and I was like, you know, I was like, okay, that'd be a good word. I didn't really think none of it. So last night I came when I prayed with the sleep, and this morning the Lord said, you said that because this is what I want you to say to the people on today. And I began to study, and I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, Lord, well, I want to listen to this. I want to listen to the Bible CD saying. He said, well, you control the radio, what you're telling me. You just do it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. So I downloaded my switchboard, and I was excited. And I'm telling you, every time I read that word, and every time I meditate and listen to what y'all all listen to on today, those Bible CDs, it just jumps in my spirit. I'm telling you, oh, God, I told everybody, if they want to make an investment, buy those Bible CDs as you read the word of God and then you meditate on those CDs.
That's it. I'm telling you,
it took me up into a great realm of God. And I love it. I love it. I'm telling you, this radio show, I am royalty. I'm going to be playing a lot more of those CDs. I think I'm going to do 30 days. I'm just going to play different CDs all through this radio show and just let the word of God minister to people. Because a lot of people don't know about those CDs. And they've been out since 2007, and they are some powerful CDs. They are great investment. Actually, they was number one, I think, in 2009. I'm telling you, I love the word of God. And I'm telling you, it's no excuse that we can say we don't know that word because if we don't want to read that word, we can buy those CDs and listen to that word.
God.
And everything that those CDs say is out there. New International Version, and you can read that right off the book. Word for they add nothing to it. They just people just speaking with some little music in the background, but it's every word of God in there. I'm telling you. So I'm just excited about what God is doing in this season. I'm telling you, girl. I tell you, I prayed that prayer this morning. I prayed that prayer heard what the Lord God now is of Elijah, and I promise you I can say amen. I got a phone call, and that prayer was answered, girl. Do you hear me? Do you
praise
hear what
God.
I'm saying?
Amen.
That's what God did on this morning. So I know,
God,
we're going. Hey, God, I'm telling you, I'm excited about it.
Yes.
I know God will do that thing on today.
Amen. Praise God.
So I'm excited. I know tonight at the conference, Jesus, I know, girl, because I got another word. I got another. I'm probably going to bring the word time. I'm going to let different people, different women, men and women of God say something because it's the first one this year of King's Kids of Tain Well. But I know on tonight I got something God gave me tonight for the people.
Glory
and it's just as good as this. So I'm excited. I'm telling you.
Forward,
hey, girl.
Forward.
I'm excited what God is doing in our lives.
Yes, yes. That's it. Amen.
So,
amen.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Yes.
I'm telling you. He's the God of Elijah. The devil pushes on our lives. The mantle been laid. The foundation has already been laid out. We carry the torch now. Jesus already prepared the way by his blood. Nothing. I tell people all the time, nothing in this life can come against the blood of Jesus. Not
that's
sickness.
Nothing.
Not death. Not diseases. Not people. Not places. Not things. Not finances. Not money. Not even the devil himself can come against the blood of Jesus. When you decree and declare it over your life, and you have to saturate that in you and that, you are covered, and nothing can come against you. And then people are like, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, you can read the book of Exodus. They just put the blood of the lamb over the doorpost, and the death angel had to leave. You can read Ezekiel 9. They put the blood of them over their foreheads, and the death angels couldn't touch you. So the blood of Jesus is stronger than the blood of the lamb, because he is the lamb that was slain for the foundation of the world.
Oh, my God.
So, if you plead the blood of Jesus over your life, it is what it is. It's already done.
It's it. It's already
yesterday,
done.
Yesterday, you were there yesterday. I told him my first
name Lord.
Is royalty.
Yes.
My middle name is greatness. And my last name is already done.
That's
my
right.
new
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We got to change our statuses. We got to change our statuses.
Oh, my God.
This promotion. Get prepared for this transfer, this transfiguration, this transformation, this transition, and get performed to transform, be a transformer. On last night, I was watching Transformers on TV, and I told my sister, I said, when I'm like Optimus Prime, when Optimus Prime riding the truck, you know, he can be touched. You know, anything can come and jam up. But when he comes out and be that transformer, he can't be touched. I said, that's how I am. When I'm riding around like that truck, I can be touched. But when I come out the box, when I come out then, when I get in my spiritual realm, when I get in the heavenlies of heavenlies, when I get in the measures and the place of
God,
and when I hide in that secret place of the shadow of the Most High,
that's
I cannot be touched.
That's it. Oh, my God. Bless his name.
So I'm telling you, I've been getting a lot of revelations out of a lot of things,
oh
and I
God.
Thank God for it. He's so worthy to be praised. I love him. I honor Dorian, and I'm just excited about what he's doing this year. This year only been 17 days, and he's been blowing my mind back already. I can't wait to see the rest of this year, girl.
Yes, Lord.
So everybody on today, do a lunch rush. Be encouraged. Stay focused. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. Stay determined in the word of God and in the attributes of God and in all the realms of God because he is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think according to the power that is working in you. You have the power inside of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to leave you out with some announcements. We're going to play one more song and we're going to close out of here. And on tonight, everyone who wants to call in, and get more of this. It's going to be longer than an hour. We'll have a time limit. Call into 605-715-4900. 605-715-4900. Extension 794-0838 pound. So I just want to let you know that I love all of you, all of you. I want you all to go into iamaruby.ning.com, sign up. And then become a member of Hands of Blessings. I want to let you know that within a week or two, I will be having a book publishing company. So anyone want to get their books published, you want to get any CDs done, I am the woman you can talk to. I want to upgrade it on my clothes. So go to www.cafepress.com/IamARuby. And whatever you need and whatever you desire God to do, he will do it for your life. And I just want to let you know that God is in the blessing business. There's blessings everywhere. Overflow is everywhere. tell Lord somebody else today, hey, you might be stepping on my blessings, excuse me, but I got to get my blessings.
Got to get my blessings.
I just want to let you know, you be blessed. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley, and I want you to know that tomorrow I will not be on, but I will be back on Wednesday at 2 p.m. for lunch rush, so you be blessed and you stay focused. And I'm going to leave you out with Mary Mary. It's called Get Up. So it's meaning whenever you fall down, you can get up, shake the dust off your feet, off your shoulders, and move forward and don't be stopped. You be blessed, kings and queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places. Move forward and don't be stopped. Anything you want this season, you take, and do not restrain yourself any joy. I'm your host, Associated Pastor Tashana. You be blessed. Agape!
W Mind Block Radio. Turn it up. For sound.
Yeah.